Okay, so Rogério, let's talk about this particular patient subset, a very important one to talk about. Maybe we can put cost and reimbursement aside, or you can comment on where we are right now in terms of cetuximab with that issue. But how would you be thinking through what might you present to a patient as options?
I think the options that Tom listed are all appropriate options. And as he said, you can make a case for either one of those five options. Personally, I would treat him as in 4599. So that would be my recommendation to this patient.
And patient says why?
Because it's the most mature positive data that we have at this point for patients with stage 4 metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, non-squamous type, that fits all the eligibility criteria.
Mark?
Yeah, I would add one other option. I agree with going down the bevacizumab path in this patient for the same reasons that Rogério did. But the more I see the pemetrexed data and the histologic influence of this, I've felt that maybe there's an opportunity to optimize the chemotherapy doublet with Bev. And actually have treated some of these patients with platinum pemetrexed and Bev. We have some phase 2 safety data. There's a rationale that perhaps it's important to optimize the chemotherapy doublet with a targeted agent. So I would add that as choice 6 in Mr. Walsh's options.
I think Jody Patel's data that he cites with carbo pemetrexed Bev is a nice combination. We have data with carbo docetaxel and bevacizumab that's nice. And then the SWOG study that we finished the phase 2, which was the combination of carbo, paclitaxel, Bev, and cetuximab, you know, the million-dollar trial, per se, is also something to think about. I would probably lean toward one of the other platinum doublets with Bev as well, giving them the option of either docetaxel or pemetrexed in that situation.
Rogério?
So I think the issue with pemetrexed in histology is very provocative, and there's a good possibility that we will be using that combination as opposed to carboplatin paclitaxel. But there's nothing so far that I know of that says that carboplatin paclitaxel is less effective in adenocarcinomas than, you know, cis
right.
or carbopemetrexed.
We know
cisgem and cispemetrexed, which is the Scagliotti trial. And then in the maintenance trial, you know, it was pemetrexed versus just observation. And even in the retrospective HANAS trial, it was pemetrexed and Taxotere. So I haven't yet made this move to treat all of the adenocarcinoma patients with pemetrexed-based regimens yet, even though I have to say it's an intriguing observation.
Paul?
Well, it sounds like nobody paid attention to FLEX or the SWOG trial. Okay, so for whatever reason in Boston in years past, they never did FISH. But I would want to know what the FISH result was on this patient. If, in fact, the patient was FISH positive, I would use a platinum doublet with cetuximab for this particular patient. If he was FISH negative, this is a patient I probably would consider a doublet with bevacizumab. As you saw in the SWOG data that Tom presented, if you're FISH positive and you get carboplatin, taxol, and cetuximab, your median survival is 16 months. That's far superior to any data with bevacizumab.
Vince, and then I want Tom to tell us what happened with the patient, but Vince?
I would have taken the Sosinski path on this one because I really like the, I think while the data for pemetrexed may not be completely foolproof in the adenos, certainly we have a trial against arguably the most active doublet, cisgem, where it holds up very well. And I'm quite comfortable that the toxicity is less with pemetrexed than paclitaxel or docetaxel. So that would be my preferred doublet with Bev, I think, in this patient without any provocative molecular data steering me towards one of the targeted therapies.
And would you want to see FISH on this patient?
Probably not. But, well, it's good to complete the data set. Let's get the data set.